You're listening to the latest.
Blog Talk Radio.
Right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit LoanDepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm so thrilled to introduce all of you to my very special partner here in the messaging, my co-host for today. This is such an important message. I can't even describe that what it means when you talk about journey back to me. Journey back to me. Now, Gina Gale Gray is the messenger today. But journey back to me. Think about, everybody think about, what have you all been experiencing in the past 24, 28 months where you've lost sight of how to journey back to me? The reason I say this is I want you to hear the message today. And what I want you to hear about it is that when you work with Gina Gale Gray, freedom coach, oracle, so much more. But today you're going to hear what it means to put freedom at one of the most important places, the pinnacle of our living. You know, she is this force, powerful concept, this thing that is coming forth now, and you're going to hear from her, her passion to help other people, but you're also going to hear about what she's doing to really bring forth not just the energy around this, but ways for all of you to tap into how to journey back to me. And I want you to know that because you're going to find out about her if you go to her website, right, anywhere, mind, body, soul, and you take a look at the Journey Back to Me page. What you're going to be seeing right there is what she is creating to help you. Because I don't know about you all, I've been lost at points in time in my life, and I have not been able to get back to me without help from people. So think about what she is putting together, what her message is for today, so that when you think about, I'm stuck, I'm lost, I don't even know what side is up, that journey is a journey that I highly recommend you do not take alone. Especially if you want to get from here to here in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of grunge. I'm so thrilled. Gina Gale, great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for those beautiful words, and thank you for having me. You explained the journey back to me so beautifully, and I really appreciate that because that makes me feel very connected to you.
I tell you what. It takes one to know one. I'm not kidding. When I'm telling people, and I've shared a little bit about my journey throughout my life, but when you know that feeling that brings hopelessness up, helplessness up, maybe on the outside everything's looking good, right? Maybe you got the house, the job, but inside you're lost. You are suffering. You are not free. So let's talk about freedom and what it is that you've incorporated as this world-renowned freedom coach. Because when we say freedom, I can point to the people like Viktor Frankl. I could point to Carl Jung. And these people are not saying that you get to freedom from the big, fat-paying job or the big house. It's something else, isn't it? Tell us about that.
It certainly is. And that's very, very true the way you spoke that. Those things that we've been led to believe are what will make us successful and make us, live our purpose in this life. They're actually chains. They start with labels. They start with the labeling process. And that starts the moment we're born. You know, what a pretty little girl or not. What a cute little boy. All of those labels, we just start with that. And we start with all of this programming telling us what it's going to take and what our purpose should be. And then we believe it. We spend the first 5 or 6 years of our lives being labeled by all of the people who are our influencers, our parents, our siblings, our teachers, our preachers, our friends and neighbors and family and on and on. And then we get really, really good at carrying those on and labeling ourselves. And they're really just judgments. And the judgments that we impose on ourselves, we then were taught that if we want a solution, we go somewhere outside of ourselves for the solution. And all of that works really well for a lot of people until it does not. And when it does not, that's when the scramble begins. And we have such a fragmented approach to health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple thing is we've been told a lot of solutions to a lot of issues in our lives, and we kind of hit or miss. We dabble in this area of our health and well-being, which may be our physical body. So we may get into exercise and, hey, I'm going to eat right. I'm going to set New Year's resolutions to drink more water and eat more healthy food. But we completely neglect our mental body or our emotional body or our soul body. And these are a little more elusive and a little easier to just put on the back burner while we deal with the physical body. So we can take great care of the physical body, feel really good for a while, and then we're still not happy. It's that elusive, why am I not living my purpose? Why am I not solving my issues? Why am I not in this state of satisfaction, et cetera, et cetera? And what I've learned in the past 3 years, putting this program together and living the journey back to me myself, I have learned a lot about the continuation. If we are still alive, we are still changing, evolving, growing, learning. And the best place to learn is from within ourselves, because no one knows yourself better than you if you haven't given all of that power away to others outside of you. And that is probably the biggest difference between a solution, because all of our teachers, preachers, medical professions, moms, dads, brothers, sisters, they all have solutions, and a lot of people speak solutions. There's a lot of healers on the planet right now who just freely speak their solution. As soon as you say, hey, I have this going on in my life, they offer you a solution, right? The alternative is I can teach people that there is a thing called a solution, and that is SOUL-UTION. That capital U in the middle, that is you. That is the you within you that has always known you, what you need, what you want, what you desire. And there's even a soul purpose. A lot of people are talking now about, okay, I've lived my purpose. I read The Purpose-Driven Life. I've figured out my purpose. I accomplished all of this. I have all of this. You know, look at all my awards, trophies, certifications, licenses. why am I still not feeling this great joy and satisfaction? Well, that's when we start talking about the soul ocean. And these invisible bodies, these invisible aspects of ourselves, people are really starting to realize how big of our reality they are, because there are a lot of unseen energies that are not so helpful and are not so friendly and are not so here to help humanity. Humanity is helped by the soul and each person coming back to, you know, to communion with their own soul, because once that happens, the relationship with self, when it is repaired and restored and rejuvenated, then magically the relationship with everyone else changes. It really, really does.
Yeah, it does. There's no question about it. And I love what you said, because what really struck me and the reason that I'm so excited about, and I just want to say, if I want to make it clear to everybody that this is really exciting. And when you hear Gina Gale Gray, that is my guest, Gina Gale, talk today about Journey Back to Me, every part of her journey is all about that. That's why when we're talking about Journey Back to Me, it's important to know that this is something you're doing March 2nd, right?
Mm-hmm.
March 2nd. And I love New Moon in Pisces. So good. But this is people to engage with you so that you can take them and guide them on a way to this new level and new sense of freedom. You know, to have a new sense of freedom, that is like the thing. That is like the diamond. That is like the thing. And all of these things now that we have crafted up for ourselves, whether we're hanging out and drinking too much, whether we're using too much, whether we're working too much, all of this is an illusion that if we do it all, we'll have a freedom. We'll have this freedom. So isn't it like the illusion of freedom that we live unless we get to what the soul is trying to tell us?
Absolutely, yes. And it's worked really well for a long time, and,
oh, yeah.
And it's continuing to work really well for a lot of people. But the reality is it's not a long-term solution. Nothing that comes from outside of us is a solution. And the Journey Back to Me, this is why I start with the 10-day period of focusing on the physical being. Because it's people have awareness of their physical being, but not as much awareness as they think. Once they go through that first 10 days, and I give a map for each 10-day period. It's a 40-day journey back to me, and each is a 10-day period. The first one is the physical body. And the map, which is a questionnaire, is asking you to really look at your relationship with your physical body. How much do you really know about your physical body?
Yeah. Man, I got to tell you how excited I am to hear you say that. Because, see, that is like a tangible thing, that when people discover that and work with you on that, and I am just so thrilled you come out of the gate with that, because it is that thing you cannot escape. So you can escape emotional stuff and you can try to make things up about your mind, but when you start to get in touch with your body and they get to work with you on that, that is almost the equivalent of an instant gratification through awareness.
Yes, I agree. And
I love that you do it. A lot of people do not start this with that. What I want to talk to you about that when we come back from break, because it's brilliant. But I know that you didn't get here just by hanging out and thinking, oh, what am I going to do? You have a personal journey, and I love that you and I have personal journeys that have got us here. Not without a little blood, a little sweat, a little soul, a little grief, a little happiness, a little of the above. But before we go to break, can you let everybody know how they can sign up for Journey Back to Me, which begins right on March 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
What is the best place for them to go to do
yeah.
that?
The next one begins on March 2nd. I begin every Journey Back to Me with a new moon, and the energy of that particular new moon plays in beautifully with the energy that we talk about those first 10 days. And So going to my website and going to, you can either go to the Journey Back to Me page, and there's a button to click, send me a message, say you want to sign up. It's a group program. It can be done as a group or an individual. You don't have to participate in the group, but if you're going to go and climb a mountain and go inside a cave and explore yourself, doing it in a group is a beautiful thing, because when you need support or you just want to read other people's experiences, it's nice to have support from both me as your freedom coach and from others who are taking the journey. So,
yeah. And part of this, too, is I just want to say that during this show today, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, first caller will get to participate in this experience, right, with Gina Gale at half price. Now, I just want to be really clear to people, 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, this is like 40 days at about $10 a day. That's like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's 40 days of you. 40 days to set a pathway to freedom.
Yeah.
40 days for people to literally kickstart their lives.
Mm-hmm.
The way I used to kickstart my Harley. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, what we're going to be talking about is this here. You ready? How did this come about for Gina Gale? How did this come about? Like, when we show up, like she and I are showing up, there's always a story that is so inspirational, but also so activating to put us on a pathway. When we come back, you're going to hear all about that. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. My very special co-host today, Gina Gale Gray. Take the journey back to me. This is about working with a freedom coach who understands the depth and the breadth of the word freedom. And that comes with a story. It comes with a price. It comes with the lessons and learning that you can only get from experiencing life. Maybe some of it comes from reading a couple of books or doing a couple of things, but this is what you're going to hear now. Before we go there, what is the website? Let's make sure people, one, know how to find you, but then also how they can find information about Journey Back to Me beginning March 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my website is www.anywheremindbodysoul.com. And on my website is information. The homepage starts with some good information about the Journey Back to Me and, again, how to sign up. It's a combination. During the 40-day journey, I provide services of all kinds, because what I learned in my own journey back to myself is that we have these aspects of ourselves that all deserve to be tended, and they all deserve to be given equal attention every single day. And when we don't, and there's four areas. The first is the physical body. The second is the emotional body. The third is the mental body. And then the fourth is the soul body. So if we looked at our vessel as on wheels, and each of those areas were wheels that were balancing and driving us, you know, I say up and to the right, but forward in our life. If we have a wheel that we never look at, we never changed, it's probably in pretty bad shape, and it probably has a pretty significant wobble. So when I created the program, the importance of going from the physical body directly into the emotional body, from the emotional body cross the bridge over into the mental body, and then crossing the bridge from the mental body into the soul body, that bridge is covered in fear entities. That bridge is covered in ego that does not want us to return to our own power. And there is so much resistance that is met during that mental body 10-day period. And I have some theories about why that is now that I've done as many journey back to me's as I have led clients through. Because each time I do it, there's another level of discovery. There's a new level of discovery. Here's some more resistance, and here's some more hidden things, and here's some more. I thought I worked that through. Why is this here again?
Yeah.
And the reason it's here again is because it wasn't completely resolved and integrated. Because we have this feeling that, especially in the mental body capacity, we have this feeling if we go and we find a really good counselor or therapist or help, somebody to help us with all of our mental issues, that we'll just learn to resolve everything and just be happy forever. And that's not really how it works, because one of the most important things I discovered is the power of the emotional body and the displacement of our emotional body. What we've done in the name of being productive and being successful is we just unhooked that pesky emotional body because it made us feel. It made us cry. It made us sad. It made us experience emotions that we didn't really want to, or we were told that we should not.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so what happens over time is all of those have just stayed trapped in the body. Even though they were energy, their energy and their physical, because it has been proven that as soon as an emotion is evoked, the brain creates a specific molecule that is a specific vibration, and it starts coursing through every system in your body.
Yeah.
Until you shut it down. And we are really good at shutting it down, because with every thought, there is an emotion evoked. We've just forgotten that. That was something real handy to forget in the name of progress. And we were taught how to do it really, really well, too, especially if you're a woman and you are a female executive and something upsets you in a board meeting, you cannot be showing your weakness, which is needed now more than ever, right? If we had that weakness that is actually care, compassion, and concern, we would not be in the condition that we're in the world right now. So bringing that back to life and bringing all of that back into our being is more important now than ever.
Yeah.
Can you hear the chickens in the background?
I'm thinking to myself, I love that, because here we are talking about something high vibration. And, you know, when you talk about something that's at a high vibration, I don't know about you, but I've had dogs jump on the show. I've had cats. Even I had one person that could not stop the parrot, and it was the funniest thing. Because when you talk from a place of freedom truth,
mm-hmm.
When we're having this conversation that we're having now, where we really mess up is standing the power of this. Of course, there are beings that are not humans. They're around us all the time, whether it's your dog. They bark. They want to talk. I had a parrot. I did a show with the parrot that kept repeating what the person was saying. But that's all in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Of what we're talking about. And how great, I'm sorry, I have to say this, how great that they are chickens.
I know.
And you're talking about what? You're talking about courage.
I know.
I mean, you can't plan a show like this.
I know.
We're talking about courage. We're talking about fear. And what do we hear in the background? Chickens. What do we say to each other?
Yeah. Yeah. And they are, and they do communicate. And, where I live in a palapa, and the mangroves are right behind me, so there's some jungle right there. My neighbors have a rooster and some chickens. And so I have been listening to these chickens because they make their sounds when they do certain things. And so I'm very familiar with the language that they are speaking. And I'm always learning and listening as they speak, too, because I do have spirits, guides, and guards that I'm in communication with all the time. So these are my new messengers.
Yeah.
And when they lay an egg, they announce it, which is what they were doing. One of them laid an egg. The other comes over, and they all celebrate, okay? I just laid this egg today, you know? Look at this. You know, I get to live another day, basically. And a big difference is they don't wake up in the morning and go, oh, I have to lay an egg today. How is that going to, I really don't want to lay an egg today, but I guess I'll go ahead and get up. The rooster crowed, so I'm going to get up, and sometime today I'll lay my egg so I don't become dinner for the owner. No, they don't do that. They get up, they live their life, they know what their purpose is, they celebrate when they do what their purpose is, which was drop that egg wherever she just did.
I love it. Let's talk about this for a minute, because this is also part of your coaching as a freedom coach. There are messages I have found in my life, and, you know, there are messages that have always been trying to get in, right? You know, I was very different. I was that person you described, that one with the corporate job, you know, that one that strived to make sure that I was enough through somebody else's perspective of me, you know, that had the illusion of freedom and the giant house and the sports car and the truck and I don't know, all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But messages got to me. And I want to ask you about your messages. And what I mean by that, I'm going to give you just one example because I don't want to take up a lot of time. I remember going to my big fat corporate job from my big giant house and coming down in the foyer, big, I had a mirror so that I could look at the mirror just to make sure my corporate attire. And I remember looking in the mirror one day, and this was a turning point for me. And I can't tell you what I heard. I don't recollect. All I remember is, you are not recognizable to yourself. You are not recognizable to yourself. Now, that insight, that message, not sure where that came from,
mm-hmm.
but that message, you are not recognizable to yourself, sent me on a trajectory that would get me here. How do you get your messages?
Very much like you just described. My messages are, it's been such a fascinating part of my journey and my journey back to me. And I'll try to say as much as I can about it without losing control, because it is still a very raw experience, but I try to stay strong and continue in my power with this. But my son is, he's a very, very, very powerful spiritual being. And he was my son on this earth for 23 years. And when he transcended to light on February 8th of 2019, it was a big ending for me. There was so much involved in all of that. I was extremely, extremely fortunate to be able to share in his dying experience. And now I'm finding all of these people who actually research shared dying experiences. And it was really easy for me to partner with him in his passing, in his transcendence to light, because in his entire life he never spoke words.
Mm.
But he was brilliant, and he was a brilliant communicator, and I was his vocalization. So he would speak telepathically to me with whatever he wanted, and then I would speak. If someone else couldn't figure out what he wanted, I would speak. So I spent his entire life listening to him, and I could be 5 acres away mowing the pasture, and he would have 2 attendants next to him, and he would call to me. He needed something. So I would drive 5 acres across the pasture, go in the house, go upstairs, and 2 attendants sitting on the side of him and say, "What you need, Spencer?" And they would, you know, laugh. "How'd you know? What do you, you know?" And they would look at him and be themselves because they didn't know. So telepathic communication is very real. After Spencer left, one of the first things that I was led to was the emotion code. And when I started the training to become an emotion code practitioner, I learned pretty early on the value of being able to use this when someone is nonverbal. And as soon as I heard that, I mean, just bells started going off. I thought, oh, my gosh, no wonder this is so easy for me, because all I need to do is speak telepathically. I've been listening to others and speaking telepathically to Spencer for many, many years. So it just fell into place really quickly. And then fascinating story after fascinating story kept coming into my awareness. And others would start, I would hear other voices. I always knew it was Spencer because it was always a message of love and light. And I knew how he talked to me. He'd been talking to me for 23 years, so I knew of his guidance. And I'm actually writing his book. His book is called Listen to the Silence.
I love it.
Messages and Miracles from a Child Who Never Spoke Words. And I was writing the book his entire life, but I thought it was from the mother's perspective. And then after Spencer left, he said, this is my book, Madre. So I had to completely shift my perspective of the messages because this is from the person who spent 23 years as a human, never able to speak a word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
you know, let me tell you, yeah, I relate to that so much. I want to talk to you about this when we get back. I grew up, look, I just did it. I grew up with a stuttering, a really bad stutter. And the benefit of getting through that, what I learned from it, is what helps me in doing what I do so well. Because when you stutter or you can't speak, people that stutter stop trying to speak. I mean, depending upon the supportive environment. But what you learn is how to listen. Because you know that the person that's trying to communicate with you is going to ask you the same question six different ways because that's what they think will get you to be able to answer the question. Mm-hmm. And so what you shared is a level of telepathy. And it's a level of telepathy that each and every one of us has.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty in that is that if you write that book, when you write that book, that message is what we need in the world now.
Right.
We have totally forgot how to heart-to-heart connect with each other,
yeah.
How to ask a question and wait and be okay in the silence. When we come back, we're going to talk about how, as a freedom coach, do you help people unlock that solution?
Mm-hmm.
Not the one that's going to tell you that you got the right shirt on or the wrong shirt on, or maybe you get that some days, but the one from that mirror image to looking at my job so differently that it was a very short period of time before I rebelled within myself, rebelled within the company, and was asked to leave. That was the best thing that happened to me. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're going to hear a lot more from Gina Gale Gray, a lot more. You're going to hear an entire series with us, but today it's really important, you know, her willingness to come out and bring this message out now about what does it mean to take the journey back to me. From my personal perspective, here's what you should know about this for me. It saved my life. It truly saved my life. And I don't know another way to say that because metaphorically, you may be thinking to yourself, how is that going to save my life? But I will tell you, if you don't address the things in your body, which honestly crept up in 2004 for me, and boy, did I have to get on board with this. If you don't do it, there is such a feeling inside that we don't want any of you to have. We want you to have the freedom of joy, the freedom of love, the freedom of choice. You know, the freedom of clearing things out that don't serve you. Gina Gale, great to have you here. How do people find out about you? Let's just make sure they know. And then also, there may be some people that want to join the program, but there may be other people that, like, I want to work one-on-one. So is there an option for people to do that too?
Yes, there is. All of my programs and all of my services are on my website. I have a services page where I describe my philosophy because a lot of these are certifications and things that a lot of people are offering. And so I have my unique presentation of how I use these gifts, and then in combination is what the Journey Back to Me is about. And going to my website, anywhere, mindbodysoul.com is the easiest way to access me. Everyone that I work with starts with a complimentary mind, body, and soul session. And that's 45 minutes where I listen to your life story, because as we know, everyone has a life story, and everyone's life story has a few bad chapters. And I don't know about you, but when my book is finished at the end of my life, I want someone to pick it up, and those people who start at the back of the book, I want there to be a really good ending to my life. And I want to minimize those bad chapters. They're part of me, and they're part of everyone. And if you just keep rereading and rewriting the same bad chapters, moving on is pretty difficult to do. So as a freedom coach, I became a freedom coach in 2019, before freedom became such the buzzword that it is right now, because so many people are recognizing what freedom is not and the lies that have been told.
Right.
I have always known that we cannot give, we cannot offer anything that we do not have ourselves. I can't walk up to you on the street and give you a $100 bill if I don't have $100. And I also can't offer you freedom if I don't have freedom. So when I decided to call myself a freedom coach, I had to ask myself, what is my definition of freedom? And my definition of freedom is, I am freedom. I am the force with the power to make my own choices and create my own reality, every aspect of my life, mind, body, and soul. Anything in between is kind of free, or almost free, or nearly free, or used to be free, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I'm really free, but my chain won't let me off the front porch. I'm really free, but my chain won't let me out of Texas. I'm really free, but, oh, now we can't do this and this and this and this and this and this and this. I basically said no to all of that, because it wasn't freedom. And I left in 2020. I basically hit the road. Spencer left in 2019. In 2020, I hit the road, and have been exploring freedom and have been creating more and more freedom in my life. And it's how I choose to be, and I cannot guide anyone else if I am not in that place myself. And I do that with all of my programs. I teach yoga on the beach now, here in Puerto Morelos, Mexico, at the sunrise. And it is so different teaching a sun salutation in the sunrise on the beach than being in a studio and trying to talk to people about why they should do yoga. I have realized that I don't want to teach yoga. I want to teach a yogic way of life. A yogic way of life is you do live longer with the absence of disorder. So many people in this world today are living too short and dying too long. And this starts for people younger and younger and younger, people in their 30s who start their first prescription medicine for some disorder that someone told them they have, they start dying that day. If this isn't a prescription that you're going to take one time, you have given away your freedom to that prescription. And if you are now becoming dependent upon something made in a lab to keep you going, whatever that looks like, that's not freedom. And as a matter of fact, so many of those things, that starts the dying process. And of course, we start dying the minute we live, but how about we live in between?
Yeah. I love that you said that. I love that you said that, because what you're now talking about, it totally ties in, right, to what we just talked about before. You know, the journey back to me. See, the journey back to me, for me, and the way you describe freedom, that was beautiful. Because the journey back to me in that freedom state, in that state, right, is that I had a friend. She used to say, I'd say, how are you? She would say, I'm just killing time till I die. And I would be like, what was that? I mean, like, I don't even know what to do with that. But she expressed what a lot of people really feel,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, if you really put that in a survey to people and you said, how many of you, on a scale of 1 to 10, if I give you this statement, killing time till I die, what would the rating be? Because we're so afraid
mm-hmm.
to admit that that's where we are. You know why? Because we don't know, like, about you. We don't know that we could work with somebody like you and not be there, right?
Right, right. And you can be there, and that is what my work does. That's why I'm passionate about it, is I want to guide everyone back to themselves. You are your best specialist. I don't care what you have going on in your mind, body, or soul. You are your best specialist. And remembering that is empowerment. And if more of us go to work on empowering everyone else, I'm not the power. I just have the flashlight. I've traveled the trails over and over again and back and forth and done a lot of suffering that I can share with others. I will never commiserate because there is too much of that going on. And
no kidding.
Yeah. But it's easy to find. Those conversations are everywhere, and all they do is keep the sadness alive. And when we remember, and for a lot of people, when I ask, like with emotion code work, and people are wanting their heart walls gone, which is making me extremely happy. So far this year, I have removed 8 heart walls already this year. 8. So there are 8 people in this world right now who have access to their heart. And through the heart is the soul. And that's a really beautiful thing because it changes. It changes. Your emotions start flowing again. You use them for the tools that they were meant to be, as opposed to looking for someone outside of you to reflect back to you, was I good, bad, right, or wrong?
Yeah.
There is no good, bad, right, or wrong. How does it feel? How does joy feel? Do you remember the last time you truly felt joy?
I could tell you.
Tell me.
Okay. I love what I do. In this moment, I'm having it. I'm having that moment, right? So right now, like here, and it's hard to describe because there are a lot of people that will say, oh, I'm feeling joy. And they'll be like, oh, I'm feeling joy. But you can tell from the way I show up whether I'm just phony baloney in the moment. And so this is a happy place for me, right? And I have a couple of them. Now, I have to tell you, this has not always been the case for me. I worked in a corporate career, and I worked my way from the mailroom to an executive because I knew what it felt like to be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to make sure that was never going to happen to me again. But mm-hmm. was that about joy? Now, I had a bunch of jobs in between that I really loved, right? But I found things in my life. When the pandemic hit, I knew that I had to make sure that this company, what we do, stayed solid.
Mm-hmm.
But the second most joyful, funnish thing I do, shut down. Now, you're going to laugh. Some people like to go to the beach. Some people, right, like to move to Mexico. Take my table tennis buddies and table tennis 3 times a week away from me, and we're playing again. And I didn't realize how much I miss, not just playing the game, but playing with people that are in that same energy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it about hitting a little white ball? Yes. But, I mean, to talk to people and say, let's have a potluck today. You know, to be back with those people, right?
Yeah. And table tennis is the perfect example of reciprocity.
I don't know if you can see that. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Mark?
Yeah.
That's me trying to get my brain and my body to work together. That's me missing a ball that was coming at me at about 60 miles an hour. But you're right. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you...
Oh.
like you said, you're a good listener. So you're also a good speaker. And it's so unusual to find a person who is both of those things.
Yeah, I think if you stutter, like as long as I have, and you're listening, you hear how other people speak. You vicariously learn things about that. But boy, it teaches you patience.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a couple of other learning different things that were quite annoying, you know, to my parents growing up. You know, they couldn't understand why I had to tap incessantly. This is before we start. We didn't talk about the spectrum. But, you know, you got a kid that you can't give her anything, whether it's a spoon or fork, and she's tapping. Like you're trying to have Thanksgiving dinner, and she's tapping the knife. And so, look, we have got to that heart-centered freedom that you teach.
Yes.
That's why you created this, isn't it?
Yes.
That's why you're helping people, isn't it?
Yes. Because when my son left, I was left with a world that without him I did not want to be in.
Yeah.
And having the shared crossing experience with him, I know how much better it is where he is. And which you know, it just elevates my lack of fear of dying. I'm kind of anxious for it, but my spirit's guides and guards are here in mass. And that's one of the things that I really want to teach others as well. And I do have the opportunity with a lot of my clients now. So I think the multiverse is sending me more and more clients who do want to learn this, but just here's the basic 101, how you learn to listen to your spirit's guides and guards. And one of the things that you said earlier was, yeah, the emphasis on you listen. You ask a question, and then you wait for the answer, and that takes patience. And my son taught me patience. He
yeah.
absolutely could not speak a word. So talk about the patience for, you know, you had to learn to watch eyes. You had to learn to watch body language. And he couldn't move his body either. He had extreme hypotonia, his entire body.
Yeah,
he could move his head up and down, but when he would go down, he had no neck strength, so he would stay down. So he quickly learned that he could just close his mouth. That was yes. And he could do this for no. So basic 101. If you ask anyone a question that they can answer yes or no, and then wait for them to answer you yes or no, you can speak all day long. Same thing with the spirits, guides, and guards. And the way I teach it starts very simply. In my terminology, spirits are those who are in communication with me, send me messages, and I knew them as a physical form. I knew my sister. Her husband murdered her when she was 32 years old. I was 19 years old.
Wow.
I know when she is bringing a message to me because I knew her my entire life. I knew my dad, who had a massive heart attack Christmas Day, 1999. Complete shock, gone in an instant. Lots of messages from him, so I always know when he's speaking to me. So by the time Spencer got there, I was very, very accustomed to hearing from my spirit guides. And then I became aware of these, what I call guides, anything that is in my front hemisphere. So if you imagine yourself in your auric field, anything that is in my front hemisphere, so that's in front of me, above, below, anywhere in my front hemisphere, that is a guide because they are guiding me forward, up to the right. Anything that is behind me, anything that is in the back hemisphere, below me, above me, right to left, those are my guards.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows they have a guardian angel. We have multitudes of guardian angels. That's why I just call them the guards. They are back there. They got my back. They got your back. And they are always there. But one of the first inspirations is what I call my messages.
Because yeah.
I recognize them immediately, and Spencer's so clever now, and they're always inspiration. which that's how I knew from the beginning. It's not me speaking inside my head because I don't speak kindly to myself. I am critical. I am judgmental. I am hard on myself. So I would know immediately, hey, that message was in kindness, light, and love. That can't be me. Sure enough. And just started discerning and then ask, what do I call you? What is your name?
Yes.
Who are you? They will tell you if you wait. And now all these people that I'm working with that I'm trying to teach how to have conversations with your spirits, guides, and guards, they are so afraid to ask. No, only ask if you feel the message was coming in light and love. And when you meet me, don't we exchange names? Doesn't that deepen our relationship? If I know you're Dr. Pat and you call me Gina Gale.
Yeah.
That's, we don't stop there. We want to know more about each other because that's part of the relationship, right?
Yeah. It is. And it's the coolest part, too, because I want to go back to what you said. The exchange is multidimensional and multifaceted, and you started the show out talking about that. See, there is an exchange. Even if you and I are standing right next to each other, there is a bodily, physically exchange energetically, even if we don't touch.
Right.
And we operate sometimes as robots.
Yeah.
And these past couple of years, because so many people had to protect themselves and protect their peace, at least they thought they did, they had to develop this crust, this layer.
Yeah.
And now they need help coming out because what works then doesn't work now.
Yeah.
Right? What worked when I stuttered doesn't work now.
Right.
But that's part of Journey Back to Me.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, a very big part. Because it, in the 40-day process, and it takes 40 days, and there are no requirements. All there is encouragement. And people can, you know, the encouragement is put yourself at the front of the line every day for 40 days straight. And that's hard to do. And what that tells you is, my commitment to myself and my relationship to myself is somewhere in the back of the bus and maybe even in a trailer being pulled behind the bus. Where is it? Right?
Right. Totally. Right?
Oh, yeah. And so I don't want to intimidate anyone with, oh, my gosh, this is a deep dive, and the only way to do it is to commit 100% and spend all day every day for 40 days. No, that's not how it goes at all, especially not the first time through. So the first time through is just asking myself, what am I here to do? What am I here to feel? What am I here to think? And what am I here to be? And the funny thing is, you have no way of knowing what you're here to do if you don't know what you came here to be. And now
you have to post that quote because that is so pivotal. And you can't get there from binge-watching some kind of television series. You know, it's so important. And that's really the high point that I hear you talking about with your life's work, your commitment, what you've seen in your own life, what you've seen in other people's life. But this is what solidifies your commitment to being in service of others, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm excited. Wow.
Yeah. For everyone, you start right where you are. If not now, then when?
Well, and that's what I love about what you're doing in Journey Back to Me, what you're doing with the 40-day option for people, because you're enabling them, empowering them to start wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And because of your expertise and what you do and what you've been called to do, they get to take a very safe journey with you. See, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing for me to look in a mirror and hear my uncle's voice telling me about me being unrecognizable, and I know it was my uncle who passed away very suddenly from a heart attack.
See? Mm-hmm.
I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then knowing what to do next. What you do is you're creating the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you. Wow, I'm so excited about this. Can you take a moment again and let people know how they can find out more about you and how they can register?
Yeah, they can go to my website. My phone number and my email are on my website, anywhere, mindbodysoul.com. and send me a text message or send me an email or go through the website and just a contact. There's a paragraph you can put in on the contact page just saying, I'm interested in your services. That just gets me connected to either ask you, you want me to email you or text you back. So good. It's all just me. I don't have any apps. I just do everything personally, and that's the way I want to keep it.
Yeah, that's actually the way we do it too. One last question. Thank you so much for today. I know we're going to spend a lot more time together. I would just like to know what your personal message is and what you want to leave people with.
I want to leave people with empowerment. Empowerment is now. Come back to yourself. When we start the journey back to me, I teach everyone a mantra that I aspire to live, and it goes like this. Here I am, alive, fully empowered to be who I am and do what I came here to do, which is be who I am. Everyone, it's time to figure out, who did you come here to be?
Yeah, and I want to thank you for that, because so often, and this is the help you're going to give people, so often doubt, fear, not enoughness, all of it gets us in the way from even wanting to know.
Right.
And that's the power of your work. Thank you, Gina Gale, so much for everything.
Thank you. I enjoyed this.
It was great, and we have so much more to come. Kent, thank you for doing what you do, and thank you all for being the best audience on the planet. And you see, we promise to bring you people like Gina Gale who are right there up front to help you go from wherever you are to what you truly want to become. We'll see you next time.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Well, good day, folks. So far, no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Traffic is smoothed out quite nicely since this morning's rush. We still have a little bit of stop-and-go issue around the S-curves in Renton northbound right after the 167. But everyone else, again, traffic's looking pretty good. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Thursday. A little sunshine peeking through there. Hope we see a little bit more later on. It's going to be a little bit of both, but anywho. Another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network coming up next after the news and weather, and it's the Mary Jane Mack Show. And it's all about the Accelerated Performance System. Stay tuned. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Tensions between Russia and Ukraine are reaching a moment of peril. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken said while speaking to the UN Security Council. Blinken stressed that Russia will likely manufacture a pretext for an attack.
It could be a fabricated so-called terrorist bombing inside Russia, the invented discovery of a mass grave, a staged drone strike against civilians, or a fake, even a real, attack using chemical weapons.
He rejected Russian claims of drawing down troops and said an invasion is likely in the coming days, noting Russia has amassed more than 150,000 troops on Ukraine's borders. President Biden is promoting his trillion-dollar infrastructure bill he signed late last year.
We're rebuilding America. We're going to invest in America and build a better America than we found.
Speaking in the Cleveland area of Ohio, Biden said $1 billion will be invested into the restoration of the Great Lakes. Biden said the bipartisan infrastructure bill is strengthening supply chains, which have taken a big hit during the COVID pandemic. The Justice Department is launching an initiative to prosecute companies that exploit supply chain disruptions by overcharging. They're specifically looking for companies colluding with competitors to fix prices or wages. The Antitrust Division of the Justice Department formed a global working group to share that intelligence with Australian, Canadian, British, and New Zealand authorities. The federal hate crimes trial involving the murder of Ahmaud Arbery is in its fourth day. The jury is back in court after hearing testimony that two of the defendants used racial slurs. Greg McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan were convicted of murder last year, and they were sentenced to life in prison. Auditions are underway for a biopic about Madonna. The Material Girl took to social media to confirm the project is moving forward. A video clip on Instagram shows Madonna dancing to her 1983 song Burning Up with the words, "Auditions for my film are a surreal experience." Madonna previously said she would be writing and directing the film. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, DonyCo Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, DonyCo Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team DonyCo and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. DonyCo Pet Clinic. Log in to DonyCo.org. That's DonyCoe.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies today and a few light rain showers. Nothing too major, though. High temperatures around 47, 48 degrees. We'll also have a little bit of wind out of the south to southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures back down to about 45. For Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a few sun breaks. High temperatures around 49. More clouds and light rain showers moving in Friday night. Lows down to about 41. For the weekend, clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the mid to upper 40s and low temperatures in the upper 30s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Masculine Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office here in Issaquah, Washington. However, you do not have to live in the state of Washington to be a client, as she has clients all over the United States, including Europe. She does the TAP system, the accelerated performance system, which is a muscle. She muscle tests the body to find out where your deficiencies are, then recommends a whole food nutrition product, which it gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings you back into balance. When we're in balance, our brains are happy, our bodies are happy, and we're just happy. Not only does she do people, but she also does pets. We have cats, dogs, horses, we run the gamut as well as small children. So today we are talking about overall health wellness. Where are you with your wellness right now? We all know these have been a very stressful 2 years. A lot of us have a lot of stress. A lot of people have anxiety. There's just a lot going on still. We're hoping for an end soon here in Washington State, but it's just a lot to take in, and it takes a toll on everyone's body. So with that, I'd like to introduce my mom and my boss, who I love dearly, Mary Jane.
Welcome, Nancy. I'm just going to hand out our phone number in case anybody wants to make a call.
If you have a question, I strongly encourage you to call and ask Mary Jane your question. It could be a question about your health. It could be a question about a family member's health. It could be a question about maybe you're deciding you want to move, looking at a new house, getting a new job, whatever that may be. She can help you and guide you in the right direction. And that number is 1-800-930-2819. So take advantage. Take advantage of the boss's powerful mind. Powerful mind.
I love it.
Well, a lot of people, I have to say, we've got a ton of new people who have signed up and gotten their appointments set up, and they're all a little bit curious as we're not seeing people in the office as of yet, but over the phone or Zoom, and they all want to know, well, how does she do it? How can she tell me what's wrong if I'm not there in person? Well, again, she's intuitive. She has a gift. I can't explain the gift, but her gift has been, she's honing it and tuning it, and that gift is a gift to all of us. And so, again, take advantage. So the people will call, get their Zoom appointment, and after they're done with her, they come to me, and they're like, she was so right. I can't believe it. How did she do that? Well, again, intuitive, and she's got a gift. So I'd like to thank her for sharing her gift with not only our family, but with all of our clients and the world, really. She's making a difference. So don't wait. Get your health in, you know, get back to wellness. Feel good. Spring's coming. Flowers are popping. Time to get outside. Get moving. Get rolling and feeling better, especially in today's world. With that, Mom, what would you like to talk about now?
There we go. Well, I'll talk a little bit about my gift. My gift is a gift from God. And I started this work in 92. And by 95, I was already teaching, and I was teaching all over the United States how to do the technique. By 2000, I realized that I was starting to recognize I had this gift. When my mentor was on stage working with people, I could figure out exactly what was going on with that person before he even said it. So it was my first time that I really even recognized I had anything.
It was your aha moment.
It was. It was like huge. And then from that time in 2000, I have continued to develop that gift and then just become very, very good at it. I mean, I work for the Creator above, and he guides me. And when I'm tuning into you, it's not me coming up with the answer. I'm tuning into your body, and your body has every answer from the time you were conceived. So when I'm tapping into your body's energy, your body tells me exactly what the priorities are. And it could be emotional, structural, or nutritional. So everything is emotionally based. We store through the years, whenever we experience a trauma or emotion, we store that in an organ. And when that we experience that same trauma over and over again, that organ gets full and then presents with symptoms. For example, like a gallbladder, it's resentment. And we all have these things. There's no exception. We all have them, and it's all relative to what you experience. Some can be really strong that you remember, and others can be little things that you just get bombarded with every day.
Well, you kind of wave them off. You think, oh, not a big deal. But in actuality, the way you took it in at that time, it could be a big deal to your body. So
absolutely. Especially when people present with heart issues, sadness. And a lot of people with heart, when the heart shows up, they have a lot of stress and anxiety, panic attacks. Well, I'm able to take them back to score the body and ask when was the first time you experienced this, and your body will tell me. And then it's about you looking at what happened, and usually I'll say it might be 5 years before, and it was in the spring. And usually as soon as I say that, they remember what it was. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's when my father had a heart attack, or that's when I had problems in school. It always pops up at that time because your body knows. And it's just about looking at that so you could let it go and know where your anxiety and what the issues you're having are coming from so you can change it.
Well, we have a lot of clients who say, I already dealt with that. I already did that. That one's done. Well, as I tell everyone, it's peeling the layers of the onion. You're never done. The only time you are really done is when you're dead. Then you're done. So if you deal with these emotions that are stored, like Mary J says, once you recognize them, that enables them to begin to release and move on. But there's always going to be something else that might pop up. It may not pop up right away. It may pop up 6 months later, a year later, 2 years later, but it's just knowing and being aware. Oh, I got it. So,
and there's some people that have no idea of how all these emotions affect the body. They know they've experienced all these things, but they have no idea of how the dysfunction of the body has happened because of those emotions. And it's like they're just so separated for them. So once you bring it up and they start looking at it differently and know that all these things affect your life and who you are, and you can either drag that baggage behind you or you could let it go and move on to who you're supposed to be.
Exactly. I do love this story. We had a client, and Mary Jane did the NET, the neuro-emotional technique. It was absolutely blown away. Actually called back one other appointment. Dr. Brandon said, can you do that thing you did the last time? Because that really worked. So that's pretty impressive, especially coming from a man, you know, because men are a little bit more cordless, want to kind of, you know, present that macho, I'm good kind of thing. But that was pretty funny when he called, can you do that thing again? It really worked. I felt it. So.
And what was funny is he had no clue what I was doing. No clue. And I tried to explain it. But we have so much time, and I just try to get to the nitty-gritty and take care of what needs to be taken care of. So, but people trust me, and because they trust me, they go with it. And it was afterwards, when he really thought about it, that everything made so much sense, and he felt so much better. Because he kept getting sick, like, every 3 months, on the button. He said he's got a calendar. And at the same time, every 3 months, he'd get sick. That's why we tuned into the emotion, and after that he said it was just amazing.
Pretty powerful stuff. If you have a question for Mary Jane, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. It's time for us to take a short break. We'll catch you on the other side. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mapp Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrKarenMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that Sunday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belt on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark from the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
so much for listening to Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy. I'm here with my mom and my boss, Mary Jane Matt. And today we're talking about your overall health and wellness. Where are you at? I know the past couple of weeks I've had some challenges myself. Things are starting to get to me, but bring it in. Got my brain tap going again and using some other technology, which has helped. As we all need a little help in these trying times. So with that, Mary Jane, and we were just talking about the neuro-emotional techniques. So there's a lot of interesting things that happen here in the office. Mary Jane's got a lot of great information, not only for the nutritional, but she's got some technology. But let's talk about what can we all do to be healthier and happier?
And the big question is, where are you at the moment? Are you moving toward wellness? You're either moving toward wellness or away from wellness. There's no in between. That's how active you have to be in order to change who you are and be who you're meant to be. And today with COVID, it doesn't, you know, there's so much fear over COVID that it overwhelms people and they don't live their life. But it's about taking care of yourself and your immune system so you can be protected and be the best you can be. And if you're exposed to other things, that your body has a chance to recover and use its own immunity to take over. We have people who have had COVID call after they were exposed, and we put them on the nutrition program, and it doesn't matter whether you've been vaccinated, triple vaxxed, or not. People still have gotten COVID. But if we get them on the right program, they have a quick recovery and their body can take over because their immune system has what it needs to heal itself. The body has the ability to heal itself as long as you give it exactly what it needs. And that's what we do here. There's no question when I'm doing a program for you that it's right on and you're going to have good results.
You're only going to have good results if you take everything that she said. You cannot get it all in. You can't just take what you want. It's a package. It's a program that nutrition works together to get in, repair your body, and support it and bring it back. And we've had a ton of people recently call who have gotten COVID. We have some unvaxxed people, and then we've had vaxxed. And like Ray Jane said, triple vax boosted, and those people are angry. They're angry that they got COVID because they thought they were protected. But again, by giving your body the nutrition that it needs, you'll experience maybe mild cold symptoms, be down a couple of days, and most of our clients are back up and running within a week, if not sooner. Some may take a little longer, but again, it's all about where is your immune system at.
That weren't vaxxed that got COVID had very mild. They were all set to really be wiped out, and they had such mild symptoms. They were on the program, and they were better in a matter of days.
Yeah.
But they were already set up for good health because they were on the program. They were doing what they were supposed to be do with their immune system. So when they got the COVID, we just boosted it a little more and got them through it, and they were just fine. Came out of it without any side effects.
Major trauma.
And we still deal with those people who weren't clients before, but called after they got COVID, who had some pretty severe symptoms, the brain fog, the speech pattern difficulty. Yeah, some are pretty serious, yes. So there's technology for them, but it's getting them on the right program and encouraging them, because it's very discouraging when people have these things and they're going to doctors and they're going to all these people and they have no results or no hope for getting better. That's the real trauma, is when no one knows what to do to help some of these people. So we just, each case is individual. We do what we need to do. And if we need to make other recommendations, we do that. So we take care of the whole, your whole person and picture. And I'll say that when you're here, we just cover you from head to toe, and we're able to get you on a program so that you're moving toward health and you're going to keep that. Our program isn't just take care of the crisis. Our program is when you come, we get you out of the crisis, and then that's just the beginning of getting you well, the wellness program. Because people come sometimes and they're in pain and uncomfortable. That's what we call a crisis. Well, when you get out of the crisis, sometimes people think they're all better and that's it. That's just the beginning. Now you're starting to feel better, but we have to take you into that wellness, whole wellness program and protocol to keep you there. And with today's environment and today's, just the stress, you're bombarded no matter what way you go. Environmentally, toxins, with things in the air, electricity, 5G, all those things. So you have to be look at all those things and know that just when you're well, it takes a lot today to keep it.
Well, the nice thing is what I tell our clients, and I used to work for Modine a long time ago. And when I came back to work for her, a lot of those clients are still clients today. What Mary Jane does is when you get to that point, you stay on the maintenance dose. You stay on maintenance for your digestion. You may stay on maintenance for your gallbladder. But instead of going to the drugstore or vitamin house and taking this or taking that, she's able to do a program that's specifically for you that keeps you in that state of wellness and happiness and keeps you moving towards even better health. So it's not a one and done and I'm good and I go, because a lot of times what will happen is those people do get well, but then I'll hear from them 3 to 6 months later and they're like, I knew I should have stayed, I didn't do it. So they're back to square one again. So it's like a commitment for yourself to heal, to get better. If you're a first-time client, you may talk to Mary Jane once a week for a month, or you may talk to her once every 2 weeks. Eventually, when you get to that spot of being wellness, you may talk to her once every 3 months or once every 8 weeks. So she's teaching you how to recognize signs in your body when things are coming up. You may go out to eat. Then all of a sudden you're feeling crummy again. Well, if you're a long-time client, you know, maybe you need a little bit of more either digestive aid or something for your toxic stomach. So she teaches you how to take control of your health. And when you get stuck, we are here for you. But we want everybody to be, when you're healthy and feeling good, you're happy. And so then you're radiating that into the world. It's just kind of like, hey, I feel good. Things are good. Life is good. And you're able to take care of that stuff all. Sorry, I'm talking to you.
And especially this time during COVID, most of our clients call, we talk to them once a month, because there's so much variability. It's about not letting a moment go and let you go in the other direction. It's because of the stress and everything going on. And my clients love that. They love to stay on track like that. They feel they have the best tools to stay healthy and keep healthy. And as long as we get them on the track where when they call in and everything checks out really good, that's what we want. That's what I call locked in. Everything's working. You're not getting into trouble. Other things aren't going out of whack. And it's really important these days that you eat healthy, that you look at what you're doing and stick with foods that don't have chemicals in it and GMOs. It's very important. And exercise. You know, if you think you could just do one thing and take pills or supplements and be healthy, it doesn't work. You got to do more for yourself if you want to really be the best. But when you feel good, you want to do more. So it's like that exercise program, like going for a walk. You don't have to go stress yourself out. You do what's fun. You find out what you like that's fun. I have a reclining bike that I love, and I do that. I have a vibration plate. I do that. So I have different tools that I do routinely to keep me fit and feeling good. So those are all really important. And then pay attention to your house, what's going on in your house. Because when I talk to people, I'm checking their homes. You know, you got to keep your drains clean. We talk about that all the time. But do you have electrical leaks? Is your house healthy? Do you have mold? Do you have mildew? And I can figure that out for you. Because you could take all the supplements in the world, but if you're living in a house that's not healthy, you keep getting sick.
Especially the drains, especially those drains. Those drains will wreak havoc on everything, not only you, but your pets, everything. The drains are a very important thing to stay on top of. Again, if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with my mom and my boss, Mary Jane Mack, who's a holistic intuitive in Issaquah, Washington. Again, you don't have to live in the state of Washington to be a client, as she has clients all over the United States and including Europe. And to be honest, most of our clients who do live local always want to do a phone consultation or Zoom call regardless because they want to stay out of traffic. So it works out very, very well. Today we're talking about where are you at with your general wellness and health? How are you feeling? How are you dealing with things? Are you moving towards wellness and health, or are you moving away from it? And before the break, Mary Jane was talking about everybody has to eat cleaner. I find the interesting thing is we had a couple of new friends who have had bad gallbladders. And these people have been eating salads, raw vegetables, all the wrong things for having a bad gallbladder. And they were soft. So, you know, Mary Jane guides you in the direction of what you may need to change in your diet at the time to give your body a little bit of a break so it can heal. And then you can add those items back in, the salads, the raw veggies. So that's an interesting little fact that the clients have had. They're like, oh, my God, I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was being healthy. I was, you know, really working at it, when in fact they were just making their bodies miss.
And what Nancy means by that is when you have a bad gallbladder and a bile duct is backed up, your bile duct is part of the liver, and your bile duct produces bile that goes through your gallbladder into your gut to digest the food. Well, if you have a gallbladder that's sluggish and a bile duct that's sluggish, you're not getting that bile into your gut to digest the food. So when you're eating all the good food like salads and fresh fruit and raw vegetables, your body has to work really hard to digest that. And you get more bloated, and you feel, you'll be bloated like you feel like you're pregnant for women, and just the big bellies.
Well,
what people do is eat foods that are easy, that you think about melt in your stomach for a couple of weeks till your body can start to heal and things start working. For example, instead of a lot of fresh fruit, do applesauce and peaches and pears that are packed in their own juice, all organic. And things that are, you think about when you eat it, all cooked vegetables. Doesn't have to be cooked to death, but steamed vegetables versus raw. When you eat lighter food, you feel better faster, and it's giving your body time to get working again. So it makes that transition from feeling as bad as you do to feeling better much easier. You don't go through this horrible crisis feeling.
And yes, the foods that Mary Jane, we have a list. The foods that are recommended, it's not, you know, it's a recommendation to get you through that crisis. And then you can have your salads back. You can have your raw vegetables back. But you can't have them if that bile duct and gallbladder aren't functioning, because you're just adding to your misery.
Yeah.
You don't have to walk around being bloated and gassy. Nobody I know.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what do we see often here is gallbladder and bile duct issues and kidney issues. You know, bile duct is anger, liver. Gallbladder is resentment. And kidney is fear. And those are the most common. And, of course, your digestion, your stomach. But when you have those things, like a bile duct and gallbladder, that can back up your whole system. Now your whole system is not functioning the way it should. So people can come in with 5 to 10 different symptoms or concerns, but they can all go back to one or two issues. And you clean up the first couple things that show up, and the rest get better, and then it's fine-tuning to get everything in balance. And it's amazing when people hear, you know, when they have all these things going on, they can have heart arrhythmias, they can have racing heart, they can be, they're extreme fatigue, tired, their digestion is crazy, headaches, they can have swollen glands, their eyes can be issues, but it all can go to your bile duct and gallbladder. And then as soon as that's, it's like I describe it as having a plug in your system, and now whenever you do anything, your body can't usually it's a two, scores a two. We score things from 0 to 10. But if it's a 2, you're stuck. You're not going anywhere. And then the idea of the nutrition is to improve that each week and get it up to a 10 when everything is starting to function and healthy again.
And the fun thing is, we've had a lot of clients who were zeros. And so when they call the following week, I always congratulate those who numbers jump up. So Some people have gone from a 0 to a 6. Some have gone from a 0 to a 7. Some people 0 to a 4. Those 0 to 4s weren't getting all their nutrition in like they should, but they, after they have their appointment with Mary Jane, they're like, it's coming in. I'm going to get it in regardless. What I tell people, I said, what I do is I put my nutrition for the day in a baggie. I'll take it throughout the day, and by the time I go to bed, my baggie's not empty. I need to take what's in there and be done. So you need to do it, keep it simple. I like the KISS technique. Keep it simple. Get it in. It's not a big deal. And when you get it in and do what she says, it works. The predictable results happen.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to hang out because she's my mom.
Well, if you're not getting it in, I can tell you're not getting it in. So if there's no hedging during most people, when they call, they confess right away because they know. I've missed a few this week because I was out of town or I had company, but they know I'm going to figure it out. And so sometimes they do okay, but the idea is they recognize what they did, so, and they're going to do better.
I like the ones who call and confess about the things they had to eat that they shouldn't have. But it's not about you shouldn't or shouldn't. It's like you had it. You probably shouldn't have at this time, but you did. Get your nutrition in and let's move forward. I mean, don't beat yourself up about it. So
it's fine. So when you get some of these basics taken care of, that, because when you have a gallbladder and a bile duct or even a kidney issue, that affects the rest of your immune system, so you're not healthy. But if you have a kidney issue, that's more of what COVID is about. COVID, the people with COVID usually have a toxic stomach, and a toxic stomach, the bacteria goes into the kidney and then the bladder. Those toxins from the kidney and the bladder go up to the lungs and sinuses. So if they already have these things, like people say, oh, they were really healthy and then they got COVID and had all these issues. Well, they really weren't that healthy. They went along and thought they were healthy because you get used to the way you are. And so they didn't recognize that. But once you start pointing things out to people, they say, oh, yeah, I have that. But if they have that and they get COVID, they have more issues.
Well, there's always something underlying. And how does one get a toxic stomach for those new listeners out there?
Toxic stomach is like H. pylori, that's bacteria in your stomach. And the ways you get bacteria in your stomach, number one is microwaving. None of our clients can microwave. Number two is eating food that you think is good, but because even the best food can have bacteria in it. And number three is your drains. So when we talk about the drains, we use baking soda and vinegar down the drains. And if you don't clean your drains once a month, that if you see what's in those drains, the grime and green and slime and mold and hair, if you don't clean those, gases come up that you cannot smell, and you breathe them in, and that gives you a toxic stomach. Then those toxins go through your kidney and bladder, and you have sinus issues. And especially if you have a CPAP machine, if you're wearing that at nighttime, if you have sinus issues, you need to clean those babies pretty good and clean them often because that moisture in there is mildew. And what's really interesting is I was recently at a meeting and they talked about how there's so many people that actually have mold in their nose and in their sinuses. And because they have it in their house, and it was like so clear to me, of course, because if they don't clean those drains, and that's a big part of COVID, when they get that moisture, the mold in their nasal passages. So it comes a lot from the drains are a big part of keeping your house clean.
And your stomach clear of toxins.
Yeah. And that's the number one thing. If I take care of the stomach, I mean, there's certain products that I have that if we use those products, we can clear up quite a few things at one time. But that's, like, critical. If you have that, you have bacteria in your stomach, sometimes you have nausea, you don't feel good, you have the kidney issues, you can have bladder issues where you have urgency, and you, because those toxins go through the bladder, irritate the bladder, so you might eat something and then barely make it to the bathroom. Or a lot of people have an accident, and that's from the bacteria in the stomach. So those of you that might have urgency or have bladder issues, that is easy to turn around. It's very easy to turn around once you identify where it's coming from. But that's a big part of that, the toxic stomach.
Well, I know the drains are important, too, because it affects your four-legged crew, health members, too.
Yeah.
So dogs and dogs are starting to itch a lot more and scratch and having issues, it's a great sign that your drains need to be cleaned again. And if you haven't cleaned them in a while, you may have to do it twice a month. You may have to do it more often.
If somebody hasn't done it in a long time, especially if you live on water, people who live on water, drains are always worse. Then you should do it once a week for about a month and get it going. And people who live in condos or apartments, those drains are always worse because you're getting the backup from other drains. And you have to do it at least every, after you do it once a month or a month, you got to do it every couple of weeks if you live in that. But it's something you pay attention to. If you notice you're starting to sneeze more, you're getting up more at night to go to the bathroom, it's something to think about as your drains that you need to clean them. Yeah.
And that's such a simple thing to take care of with those drains. And again, no microwaving. I always talk to our clients about microwaving, and the question is, do you use a microwave? Well, just to heat things up. I said, well, you're heating your things up, but you're killing all the nutrition that's in your food, so you're really not benefiting yourself because there's that fight between the convenience versus getting a pot and washing it. And when she first told me about, you know, microwaving, I fought her on it 10, 15 years ago. But eventually I got the pot out and started doing things, and I did notice the difference. So even if you're putting something in that microwave for 30 seconds, it's 30 seconds too long.
Yeah. Now, I recommend to people to get themselves, if they have a portable microwave, go get a little convection oven. The convection oven works great. Easy to use. It might take a few seconds longer, but the food tastes better, it heats up everything, and it does more. And they're very inexpensive. And a lot of my clients have gone home, thrown out their microwaves, and went and got a convection oven. And a lot of new ovens are convection, so just use that, and it works great.
No microwaving. All right, time for us to take another short break. You're listening to Mary Jane Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio. I'll catch you on the other side.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Briefel, every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Green and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit GreenBriefel.com.
Mac, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to MaryJaneMac.com or call our office. at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work. How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Megan Maxwell and Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about your overall wellness. Where are you? Where is your body? Are you moving towards wellness? Are you kind of like hanging out in the middle? Or you're just not doing anything? So we are here talking about wellness, getting you moving in the right direction, because we all know when your body feels good, you're happy. When you're happy, you project that onto the world and good things come back to you. You're walking around with your shoulders slumped down, that's not a happy, healthy body. So time to think about it. Do I want to be a or do I want to go out and feel good and be ready to take on the world and, you know, make those dreams come true? Go ahead, Mary Jane.
You know, we're talking about gallbladder and liver and kidney. I wanted to say that when you have other symptoms like hip pain, knee pain, body pain, especially right-sided, and even with gallbladder and liver, you can have referred pain on the left side. You can have shoulder pain, jaw pain, neck pain. All that can be come back to your liver and gallbladder. So you think about, you know, you think you've got an ear problem. Sometimes, again, that comes back to liver and gallbladder. Kidney has to do with bones. So that means your joints especially. And if your hair loss, if you're losing your hair, that's one of the last things to go. So you've been deficient for a long time. So hair, kidney has to do with bones and skin, hair, nails. So it's so many things are related, go back to one or two things that you take care of that change everything.
And I had a lot of clients call mainly for just hair loss. I mean, who wouldn't freak out if they started losing their hair? I mean, it's a tragic thing. So, but again, it has nothing to do with your hair. It has to do with the kidney. Just like a lot of times it has to do with your gallbladder or your toxic stomach.
Well, and another thing is, you know, when people are losing their hair, they're going out buying all these different products, which can be a disaster because a lot of them are toxic. You know, they're written up to be for hair loss and all these things. And we have people call and they have 10 different products for their hair. And I test them and none of them test good. So we're able to fine tune what products are going to work for you and steer you in that direction. So now you're using not only things internally, you're using the proper shampoo and the conditioner that's going to actually work for you and not hurt you.
Very important, yeah. I'm very religious with my shampoo as well, so. What else? So we talked about exercise, eating cleaner, always watch your fruits and veggies. And then here's another topic that we didn't talk about, a little hint. Let's talk about bagged lettuce. I know that's one of your favorite subjects.
Bagged lettuce?
Bagged, you know, the lettuce that you can buy.
Oh, bagged lettuce.
Bagged lettuce.
Anything that's in a bag like that, lettuce, spinach, that coleslaw, that all has preservatives in it. And even cheese, when you buy cheese that's packaged and sliced, that has preservatives. If you get a block of cheese and shred it yourself, it's healthier. But like people that get the bagged lettuce, they'll get bloated and gassy because the preservatives blow out the gallbladder and the bile duct.
But the other thing is that lettuce isn't washed either.
No, it says it's not washed, so people just take it and dump it. And so, but even if you wash it, it's still, you can't get those preservatives off of it. So we do not recommend that. You just got to get the real thing, clean it good, even if it's organic, you got to clean it good, get the bacteria off of it, and then you don't have any problems. Just some basic things that you do to, you know, for your food that you do every day.
But I think these are things people may not think about because a lot of people, you know, want the convenience of, you know, going and grabbing that bag of lettuce and taking it and go home and just open the bag, dump it in the bowl and, you know.
Something that, you know, everybody has to think about is if it's that convenient, well, what's the problem with it? It's like anything. It's like the sliced cheese. It's convenient. But if you read the package, it's got bad stuff in it. It's just as easy to get the other lettuce, cut it up, put it, you know, wash it, cut it up. It's actually just as fast, but you feel a lot better after. When you eat the other, we hear it all the time. People are gassy, they're bloated, don't feel good, and they wonder why. And that's a big issue.
Well, I knew that was the topic on the bag lettuce. You have some people who are proud about buying the bag lettuce, so.
Well, and when you go to a restaurant, what do you think you get at a restaurant?
You get unwashed lettuce.
Bagged lettuce.
And we know that because we know somebody who owns several restaurants and told us that.
There might be some that wash it, but there's a lot that don't. They get it in the bag. It's supposed to be pre-washed, and that's what they do. And if you're out at a restaurant and you have a salad, what you could do is take fresh lemon and put the lemon on it. And if there is any bacteria in it, the fresh lemon will kill the bacteria. Same with your water. If you're drinking their water, take a lemon, a couple lemons, put lemon in it. It'll change the energy of the water and make it better. So those are tricks like when I go out of town and go to meetings, I always make sure I use lemon on any salad or anything that's suspicious. Usually I try and do better. But there are certain places where you go, I haven't gone in a long time, back east, you're going to get the good old food, and there are no other choices. So you can doctor it up with that or just do without it. Yeah.
I was going to the restaurant. I always ask for fresh lemon slices to put that in your water. So, okay, so we talked about eating cleaner, taking nutrition to balance out your body. Talk about the exercise. What else is important? Sleep?
About keeping electronics. You know, like a lot of people go to bed with their cell phones right next to them. You shouldn't do that. At nighttime when you sleep, if you've got if you've got old electrical alarm clocks near your bed, sometimes the wiring can leak electricity and you'll be up going to the bathroom. It affects your bladder. You're going up to the bathroom all night. So
surge protectors.
Yeah, everything should be on a surge protector, and electronics should be like on the other side of the room, and you shouldn't have it. But even old lamps leak electricity. You think if you got a lamp for 25 years, you think it's good? Well, if you're having issues like bladder issues, you got to look at those things, and that's what we do. It's like we're detectives. You know, we do certain things, you're still having issues, you got to look at the whole picture and identify that. So that's what's, and keeping your brain healthy, listening to meditative tapes, listen to good music. You know, you're bombarded with all this negative,
So listen to positive things to make you feel good and get your brain on track.
Yeah, because all that negativity just kind of, it's storing it in your body. You get angry, you get bogged down, you feel hopeless, like nothing's going to change. So getting that meditation in, and for those of you who have brain taps, you know, twice a day, get people still say, oh, Nancy, I didn't do it, I can only do it once. I'm like, you can't find 5 minutes in the morning to put on your brain cap and get your day started right. 5 to 10 minutes, that's all it takes. And at night, do a 20-minute session. It's amazing how it makes your body feel. You don't feel your body after you've done it because the stress has been dissipated out of the body. It's amazing. And so sleep. Sleep is another important thing. I know we have to wrap things up. So it's eating clean.
Restorative sleep. Really good sleep.
Get exercise and do something that you like. That's fun. You know, for me, I like to walk. I don't have to go out and walk 10 miles, but I can go out and get like a good 20-minute walk. And if I have a busy day, a brisk walk kind of wakes my whole body up and gets me ready to go.
I got one more thing, Nancy. We just started to use HRV, heart rate variability equipment. And we're just getting into it, and it actually scans your brain and shows your stress level. And it's pretty amazing technology, so we'll talk more about that in the future.
All right, do you have any parting words for today?
I say don't wait. Take action to whatever that is for you. Whatever it is, it's going to make you feel good and bring joy to your life, to take you to the person you really meant to be. It's in each and every one of you. Just get the spark and go for it.
I like it. I like it. If you'd like to book an appointment with Mary Jane, you can call our office at 888-777-4232. Again, that's 888-777-4232. You can also check out Mary Jane's Facebook page, and she's on Instagram. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope you have a fabulous month, and we'll be with you next month. Take care.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers.